Roger, Alan. We're coming up on about 10 minutes remaining.
Roger.
Mark, LMP. Mark, CDR. Mark, CDR. Mark, CDR. Mark, CDR. Okay, Houston, we've got 60 minutes up here. How's your clock look?
Dave, we're coming up on 60 minutes here, too, and I think that's certainly an adequate period. A couple of quick questions, though. Could you describe for us briefly your positions in the spacecraft during this time?
Okay, we've got several comments for you, Joe. Let us uncouple here, and we'll talk to you for a while about this.
Roger.
We realize the interest behind this and the significance of the thing, and we'll each try and describe what we saw in the way of the flashes. And I think because of the randomness of the flashes, it was probably better to let us go ahead and work out the events on the DSC. And I think also you'll find on the DSC, when you review the tape, that we've come up with a little scheme to give you some quantitative data which may not be the best. And if you have any suggestions on future tests for how we can make it a little better for you, we'd be glad to hear that. As to our positions in the spacecraft, we're in our launch, regular launch positions. I'm on the left, and Al's in the center, and Jim's on the right. You still copy?
Roger, Dave. Loud and clear.
Okay, I guess as far as my impressions, I would say 90% of them are what I call a point source of light. And to give you perhaps an analogy, you might picture yourself sitting high in the stands at the ice capades with the arena darkened and some single figure on the ice like Peggy Fleming doing a nice thing. And you look across at the other side of the dark arena and somebody shoots a flashbulb out of their instamatic or something. And that would be what I'd call a typical flash of intensity 5 on a scale 1 to 5, and we've tried to sort these out relative to their intensities, and that would be my impression of 90% of what I saw.
Roger.
Okay, let Al give you his impression.
Okay, Joe, I guess I'd have to say the same thing that Dave did, and talking about the intensities, I guess, a very subjective thing, but I guess the analogy with the flashbulb across the room is very good for the brighter intensities, and it seems like there was one flash maybe that was of that intensity, and the majority of them ran.
Hey, Al, stand by. Al, we're starting to lose you because we're changing our omnis now. Could you stand by a second and I'll give you a call back? While you're standing by waiting for the Omni to come around where we can read you more clearly. Dave, that was a very, very nice description of the flashes. Plus, we're very pleased with apparently the intensity values you've put on these on the DSE. And I think our comm is starting to improve here, Al, so I'll be standing by for your continued description.
Joe, I guess in addition to what's been said already, most of the light flashes seem to be of the order of flash cubes or maybe starbursts that you've seen in the summertime. I saw very few streaks or radial paths of light. They all seem to be just point sources of light. And I guess that's really about all I've got to add, Joe. I'll see if Jim's got some.
Roger.
Joe, I just have one comment after what I put on the thing. That is just after the timing period. It ended. We were about to take our mask off. They had one very brilliant streak.
9:00. Stand by.
9:00.
GM, stand by a second. Our comm's starting to drop out again, and it may be a partial problem with your microphone position. Stand by just a second, though, please. Okay, Jim, we have comm again. Proceed on.
Roger, I wanted to comment on one brilliant streak that I had just after the timing period had ended, and I was in the process of taking the mask off, and it was a brilliant streak, intensity 5, that went from the 9 o'clock position through 12 o'clock and out to 3 o'clock.
Roger, Jim, we copy that. And could you tell us which eye that one was in?
Well, it seemed like it went from the left eye to the right eye.
Okay, very interesting. Endeavor, the principal investigators on this, Dick Benson and Larry Pinsky, have followed it closely and are quite pleased, I think, with the data you've given us. They'll be looking at the DSE information in detail and may have some definite procedure changes to give to you later based on the information you've given us so far. And I guess as far as we're concerned, we have no more questions.
Okay, fine. Joe, we'll be standing by. And I guess another that you picked up, interesting thing, is that the flashes are quite easily located relative to either eye or the position within either eye, which I think we found rather interesting.
That's remarkable, Dave. Right, thank you. When you get squared away there, we'll be looking for you're starting to charge battery B, battery Bravo.
Roger, I understand, and might add one more comment that in discussing that last one, why Jim didn't quite have that impression of localization within each eye, although Al and I both do.
Okay. Jim, this is Houston again. I have a small addition to your flight plan update, which I can give you whenever convenient for you.
Okay, stand by.
Roger, whenever convenient, Jim. No hurry on it at all.
Charge B is in process.
Roger.